This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And you can have people that are absolutely humiliated in the sights of people, but most honored in the sight of Allah. And that's a reality. That's like Maryam is the case in point. She was so humiliated, she preferred death over facing people. And yet she's one of the most honored women that ever lived.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you for taking my question. I thought you would not look at me. My question...
Okay, next.
Okay. I'm not letting go of this. We talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and merciful, and He is indeed also just and fair. Today you talked about Safa, forgiveness from that perspective.
Yeah.
Yesterday you spoke about two sins, blasphemy and accusing the believing woman.
Yeah.
My question is, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be just and fair to the person who has been accused of in this world? And if the person is forgiving the person who is accused, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be just to the oppressor, I guess?
How will He be? So that confused me. How will Allah be just to the accused?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the first question.
That's the first question.
Okay, and how will Allah be just?
Just and fair to the person being accused. He's merciful because, you know, yes, He's going to be forgiving the other person. But how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to be just and fair to the accused?
So one of the promises of Allah in the Akhirah is wa antum la tuzlamun, you're not going to be wronged. And if you're thinking that somebody who gets accused, for example, their dignity gets torn to shreds because they got falsely accused, right? Dignity is a kind of thing in the sight of people that you may never be able to recover, right? A part of it is gone, it will never come back. There are denominations of Jews to this day believe that Mary had an illegitimate child named Jesus. So they still accuse her of zina to this day. There are people to this day, they accuse Aisha radiallahu anha of wrongdoing. Even though the Quran came in her defense, there are Muslims who still accuse her of that wrongdoing. What I'm trying, and by the way, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so honored in our eyes, right? And kuffar thought of him in the most indecent ways. And there are people to this day that see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in those indecent ways. The first thing you should know about dignity is that Allah teaches us that dignity does not come from the words of people. Dignity comes from Allah and nobody can take it away. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We honored the children of Adam. And the only one who can give humiliation is Allah. And the only one who can keep your dignity is Allah. And you can have people that are absolutely humiliated in the sights of people, but most honored in the sight of Allah. And that's a reality. That's like Maryam is the case in point. She was so humiliated, she preferred death over facing people. And yet she's one of the most honored women that ever lived, right? So that dichotomy is something Allah created. And of course, the prophets themselves are some of the most consistently humiliated people in all of history. Like, nobody was insulted more. I don't think any one living human being can argue they were insulted more and humiliated more publicly in their life than Nuh alayhi salam. Argue. And yet, he's the most honored prophet at the same time, right? But honored by who? Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Allah himself sends salam on the mursaleen. We are just an extension of that. But the primary honor of the prophets is not from us. It's from Allah. And that's the same of us too. فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The muhajirun in Mecca, when they were in Mecca, they were called, by the hypocrites, they were called the dogs of Mecca. Because they were living off of our scraps. That's what they were called, you know? And what did Allah respond with in Surah Al-Munafiqun when these insults were hurled at the Munafiqun? Allah said, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Dignity and authority belongs only to Allah and to His Messenger and to the true believers. In other words, no words can take that away. Words cannot take that away. So if you're looking for redemption in this world, that somehow people's opinions will change and I'll no longer feel humiliated by the tongues of people or the way they look at me or the way they perceive me and all of that, that may never happen. And that's not Allah's promise. But Allah's promise is that not one of their insults went unnoticed. And not one of those pains goes unrewarded. وَيُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ It will be all given back to you. You will not be wronged at one least bit. Okay?
The clip you just watched was me answering someone's question they had about the Quran. This is part of the Deeper Look series of Bayana TV. You can catch that on bayanatv.com, where we take a deep dive into every surah of the Quran, ayah by ayah, and try to contemplate and learn everything we possibly can from that ayah. So I want you to join that series and see how many of your questions are getting answered through that deep dive discussion. Join us at bayanatv.com for the Deeper Look series.